Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CTTechJunkie.com podcast. I'm Lon Seidman, and I'm joined here today by Judy Resnick, who's going to talk to us about the Cyber Challenge. It's an event at the Connecticut Science Center that takes place on May 21st at 9 a.m., and it's something that the CBIA Education Foundation is doing. And Judy is joining us now. Welcome to the program, Judy.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about what we're looking at here?
Well, this is the culmination of about 6 months worth of work that students in the ninth grade in three high schools, East Hartford High School, Wilby High School in Waterbury, and New Britain High School in New Britain, have spent solving real world problems that were posed to them by our corporate sponsors. This is a grant project, and our corporate sponsors are Northeast Utilities, Hamilton Sunstrand, GE and Pfizer. And one of the things that we know about kids is that they learn better and are more engaged when they understand why what they're learning is useful to them and how it plays out in the real world. So they've actually been given four problems to solve in small teams. And their job is to figure out what the answers are and then to create a presentation for the final day on the 21st, where they showcase what they found out in the most high-tech way that they can. And all of the schools and all of the teams will make their presentations. And at the end, we will select a grand prize winner, a school winner. And the kids will have a great time, especially because they'll also have time to go visit the Science Center again.
And we're watching a video now of this egg drop that was done last year. So why don't you tell us about that a little bit?
Part of this grant from the National Science Foundation is really to get students engaged in learning about science, technology, engineering, and math. And what better way to do than let them have fun using principles of science? And so in preparation for our Cyber Challenge, we brought them to the Science Center in December, and we had some fun with an egg drop. And if you think about it, this is all about physics, but we didn't tell the kids that it was about physics. And they were challenged in small groups to create a package for an egg that would keep the egg from breaking. And they dropped the egg from, I think, four stories up in the Science Center. And the goal was to build a package so that the egg didn't splat. And it was a heck of a lot of fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'm watching it right now. It just got a little distracted watching these eggs fall from
It's quite the mess.
And it looks like they were well prepared with a lot of plastic put around to deal with that problem. But
I guess the Science Center has done this before.
It looks like they've had some experience with it.
What kind of
real world problems are they going to try to solve this year? Obviously, having things fall gracefully is probably pretty valuable to the aerospace industry. So what things are they looking at this year?
Well, this year, let me give you the problems from each of the sponsors. So Pfizer, as you might guess, was doing something to do with bioscience and health. And Pfizer gave them the challenge about a mysterious outbreak of a global bacterium. And what they needed to do was actually to understand how vaccines work. They're given a task to figure out what kind of vaccine might, in fact, impact this particular bacterium and how it would play out in countries. How does it get dosed? How do you decide, depending on it's a child or it's an older person? All of it, anything you can imagine dealing with health and an outbreak of a disease, and they are also told to do this in concert with CDC, with the Center for Disease Control. So they have a lot of research that they have to do as well. So that's the first one. And then they have to present what the solution is, how they arrived at it, and how they would solve that particular outbreak. Our GE partners posed an entirely different set of problems. GE in Plainville here in Connecticut is very involved with electric vehicle charging stations. Mm-hmm. And the problem they posed to the kids is to compare and contrast the different electric vehicle chargers that are on the market today and figure out, what are all the features of those. And then their task is to design one of their own and to figure out how they might market it. How would it work? Why would it be a better mousetrap? and then again present their solutions. Hamilton Sundstrand actually asked them to think about a very unique kind of problem as well. They said to them, well, we've got three families, all have four family members, two adults and two children, and we want you to build them a house that is energy efficient. And one house has to be built in Arizona, one house has to be built in the state of Washington near Olympia, and one in Hartford. And what they need to do is, how do you design a house? What makes a house energy efficient? What type of room arrangement, what type of windows do they need to have depending on the climate? How would you heat it? How would you cool it? So that's their particular problem. And lastly, Northeast Utilities played up a high school football competition and said, well, every time you go to an evening football game on your lighted football field, there's a whole lot going on there in terms of electricity. What do you, their problem was to really figure out what it would take to light a football field. How do you decide how much wattage it needs? How do you decide how to keep the bill affordable? What's it going to cost? But it takes them all the way through the whole idea of generating and using as a consumer electricity to be as cost effective as they can. So those are the real world problems the kids are solving, and we'll make their presentations on Monday the 21st.
So tell me, this is an important thing. It's a one-day event. Obviously, they do some preparation to get ready for it. You know, what are the sorts of things that CBIA has been doing to try to encourage more of the STEM subjects in our public schools?
We at CBIA and our Education Foundation really subscribe to the theory that one of the ways to help energize and engage and motivate students about science and math is really to get them involved with hands-on activities. So there are a variety of things that we do to encourage that. One being, for example, we do a great deal of work in Hartford at the Academy of Engineering and Green Technology, and we work very closely with the students on their FIRST Robotics team. FIRST Robotics is one of the best ways to get kids engaged. They don't know they're learning programming. They don't know they're learning. They eventually figure it out, but it's a wonderful type of an activity. We also do a lot of work in bringing students out to the business world. We want them to see science and math in the real world, so we'll take them on field trips. We've taken them to the Northeast Utilities kind of command center where they watch all of the grid going on in the state. We bring young scientists into the classroom and talk to them about why they like what they do. We also have companies bring in lab experiments that allow the students to really do some work there as well. It's a variety of approaches, but really the idea is to help students understand why it's relevant. You know, if you sit in a classroom and somebody's teaching you geometry, if you don't know why you're learning geometry, it's much more difficult. So our emphasis really is on getting students into the business world and getting the business world into the classroom. Another approach, too, is to work to develop their teachers. One of the things that really helps create an engaging lesson is a science teacher or a math teacher who knows who can provide a real-world problem or understands the context and can help kids learn the technique and or the skill, but towards a certain end. So they bring back real world examples as well too. So it's not just the kids and it's not just the teachers. It's also parents. And that's one thing we really want to start working on now is how do we engage parents? Many times it's like family literacy. If parents see their children doing science and or vice versa, they're more likely to do it as well. And it's something that's there. And lastly, our goal really is to get students to do well in school, to encourage them about why it's important to study and to take rigorous courses, because it allows them a future. So the whole idea of career paths and the importance of knowing that you need to take certain courses if you want to go there. So it's a variety of approaches.
Right. And that's what how you have to do it, I guess, right? Every kid learns differently, too, to some degree. So,
and it too.
One thing, we did a tour of the New England Air Museum a few weeks ago, and one of the people that was giving us the tour was mentioning just how much of a change that she's seen in the approach that schools have taken to the study of science, engineering, technology, and math. So what are you seeing as someone who's involved with this day in and day out? Have you seen a change over the last couple of years in more of an emphasis on these topics?
Oh, absolutely. I think the country as a whole, and our state especially, is waking up to the fact that we're a very high-tech economy. And the future of our economic health really rests on innovation and technology. And as a result, I can't even begin to tell you the numbers of grants that we see now that focus specifically on STEM. And frankly, the grant that has sponsored the Cyber Challenge that we talked about earlier is exactly that. It's called the ITEST grant from National Science Foundation, Innovative Technology Experiences for Students and Teachers. When those kinds of grant opportunities are out there, I don't know if you've seen it, but the president recently, within the past 6 months, issued a very high-level report on the state of technology and in the country and why STEM is important. You're also seeing things now. There's a common core of standards that will begin, actually, I believe, in Connecticut with science. If you think about our economy here in Connecticut, even now in a recession, the manufacturing economy is bringing us out of that recession. It's a thriving industry in Connecticut. We're the home of huge technology corporations, from GE and United Technologies on up, and all of their suppliers. So our economy depends on having access to a pipeline of highly skilled young people. And guess what? The demographics aren't in anybody's shape right, in anybody's favor at the moment. We have lots of people like me who are close to retiring, and not a lot of young people, just in terms of numbers, to replace them, but not a lot of young people that are interested in science and technology. So I think the business community, the educational community, are waking up to the fact that if we don't tackle this problem now in some very unique and different ways than we've done in the past, we're in trouble. If you look at the demographics of our cities, 40% of the next generation of workers is going to come from our urban centers. And our urban centers have some of the highest achievement gaps that you can find. I mean, think about Connecticut. We're the highest per capita income in the country. We have three of the top 10 poorest cities and the largest achievement gap in the country. So all of those factors, I think, are coming to bear. And I think as if you talk to people in government and business and education, you will find there is a growing awareness that we must. This is urgent. It's not something we can wait to deal with anymore. And I think that's why you're seeing so much new activity.
We have a lot of work to do still, but we really appreciate you joining us on the podcast today. Can you just tell us where people can find more information on the foundation and how they might be able to get involved if they want to help impart their skills upon some of our high school and younger students?
Boy, that's a dream of a question. Please visit us at www.cbia.com, and then there is a tab that's our Education Foundation. And also, while you're there, take a look at our Career Pathway DVDs on lots of science and math as well. And feel free to contact us. We'd be delighted to work with you on any type of education reform that you're interested in pursuing.
Great. Well, Judy Resnick, thank you for joining us. And we will be back next week with an interview with a local entrepreneur who is actually training people to program from his home pretty much in Vernon, Connecticut. It should be an interesting interview. So thanks a lot.